Okay, welcome for the Debian Science Buff. My name is Andreas Tille. I'm a physicist working basically in the Debian Med team, and because medicine biology is closely connected to science, and we are covering common things, I'm also always engaged in Debian Science. I just have prepared some slides which show who is working in the Debian Science team. You see the Debian Science team is uploading a lot of packages. This is the number of packages done by different people. I realized that I did a lot in the last time, but these are mostly R packages. Anton Gladke is quite active. Sylvester Ledru has more or less initialized the team. Ole is here in the room. And these are the active people, and you see they are continuously contributing. On the Debian Science user list, we are discussing common topics about what should be packaged and kind of interaction between users, but mostly developers. This could be quite good if there would be some more users asking questions like, what could we package, what's interesting for the users, but maybe this becomes some more use in this sense. There's also a developer mailing list where basically people are, where some technical things will be discussed, and specifically these two people are actually not Debian Science members, but they are doing QA work. They have a bugs here, so the bugs are also reported. These are not really contributors to the team, but they are asking the team to do something. These are the people who are hunting bugs in the Debian Science team. So you have also Older and me are mentioned there because we are fixing bugs in our packages. And these are the people who are contributing to the version control system. This is in 2018, is a little bit short because I did not switch this graphics to Salsa. I need to do some work for this. But you see that we are constantly committing things for the packaging. And yeah. This is my team definition, which I use in the Debian Med team. It's not so good working in the Debian Science team, because in the Debian Med team, I experienced that I had a problem at Saturday night, 12 o'clock, and I was writing to the mailing list, and on the Sunday morning when I opened my laptop, somebody said, oh, I have solved your problem from yesterday. And so I wished that the Debian Science team would be more like this, that we cooperate more, and people would not just stick to their own packages and reach out to others and help others a little bit more. This is, unfortunately, you can't see it here on this screen. This is a bit sad, but I need to explain. This projector has a problem, right? So I hope it stays. This bar reflects how many people or how many packages get contribution by only one person. This number of packages gets contribution by two persons, three, four. It goes quite steeply down. This is not really a team, because if you would have a team, the number of packages who are only maintained by one person would be, well, basically zero. And then, for instance, in a Perl team, the graph goes like this. So most packages are maintained by two or three people and not only by one person, which shows that this team has a problem. Not really a problem, but it's not really teamwork, but it's a collection of single package maintainers, which I would like to improve. So I have prepared a wiki page, which exists since several years for the Debian Science Buff, and I switched to this wiki page, and we can also take notes for in Gobi, if somebody wants to take notes here, this would be a document where somebody could do some notes for this BOF. These are all my slides. I imagine that we hand around the mic and you say your name and why you are here and what you are expecting from Debian Science and how you want to contribute to Debian Science. It is okay for you? And you maybe you can start because you are sitting next to the mic. Say your name, why, what you are doing, and then turn around the mic and then we know each other and then we talk a little bit about Debian Science. I hope you are fine with this.
Okay, I'm Raphael Li from China, Shenzhen. I'm a robotics engineer. I work on robotics systems, mainly work on logistics. Our company designs the automated robotic operating solutions for logistics. For the existing industry, they use some computer vision to solve the problem. But for ordinary computer vision implementations, it cannot tell different packages. We have packages from different size and different colors, so the pattern matching in traditional computer vision cannot work. So we develop algorithms and software structures to solve that problem, to make the classification automated.
Okay. I need to you said robotics or logistics is your work?
Both.
Ah, yeah. Because we have this robotics task. You should know it. Are you aware of this? Debian Science is divided or has created some tasks which contains packages like mathematics, meteorology, whatever. And we have also, wait a moment. Oh, this screen is not good here. We have also robotics. It's not well. It's a difference between my screen and this screen. Oops, sorry. So we have robotics. So the Debian Science team has created different so-called tasks. This is a blend term. And this one is collecting everything what's connected to robotics. And this is a robotics task which has applications. And we have also robotics devel. Robotics devel. These are packages which are used in developing applications. Are you aware of these packages?
Sorry, no.
So this is good, then I can transport some information to you. This is the point
it's
of this
talk.
Yeah, and if you have some applications which are missing here, then we should package it. I don't know if are you aware about how to build Debian packages or not?
We are using Debian.
Yeah. You are using Debian.
Right.
Have you built your own Debian package?
Yes.
Okay, then you can build official Debian packages by finding a sponsor and we put it into official Debian.
Okay, well, consider that. Yeah,
yeah, you should. So well, your task is subscribe to the mailing list and say, hey, I'm the robotics guy. I want to contribute here. And you also see your friends. It is Jose Luis Ribeiro and Dimitri. No, this is probably a sponsor. But the maintainer is Jose, Mattia is also a sponsor, Jose. Maybe it's just Jose. But he would be, I think Leopold, Paloma, Alaveda, these are both Spanish guys. Wait, it's coming up here. He is also working in robotics, these two guys. And if you work together, you can cover the robotics task even better. And because we have no logistics task, if you have some dedicated packages for logistics, we can add the task with this one. Okay? If you have questions, now or later, I'm here the full week. Okay? Okay, then pass the mic to the next.
Hi, my name is Norimitsu Sugimoto. I come from Japan. I worked for a programmer. I worked Postgres GIS programming, tile mapping and programming on GIS data, and GIS data is science based science, and I study science. I know Debian science in the project many brands. I know so I understand any brands.
Okay, if you are working with GIS, do you know that we have a Debian GIS team?
GIS team, I know Debian GIS first time.
Yeah, so maybe Debian GIS has also a dedicated project, so like Debian Med and Debian GIS, they are both scientific blends which have dedicated packages. So maybe you find some software here, and maybe you can work together with the Debian GIS team. This would be interesting for you. Okay. So then you can pass the mic also.
Hello everyone. My name is Wenting Yang. I come from Taiwan. And I study law. Focusing on information law. So I'm interested in user privacy, those kind of issues. And actually, I am not familiar with Debian, but I use Ubuntu. Mm-hmm. So I just random choose some topic and go into the room and listen. And yes, nice. Okay, that's all.
Yeah, if you study law, there is kind of a blend which is more or less dead. It's called Debian Lex. There is a mailing list, but it's mostly not used, basically dead. So maybe you can write an email, hi, here I am. Maybe we can just discuss something. But if it's a difference about if you talk about Debian, about law and law issues, or if you talk about privacy. Privacy is more general thing, which is not necessarily law also. But thanks for for showing up here. Next one.
Hello. My name is Xie Xu. I'm from mainland China. I'm from Shanghai. I'm working in a company which is doing Internet of Things, IoT. And I just jumped into the company, so I don't know what the company do. Sorry. And I'm almost nothing to do with IoT. I'm a SRE guy. So I don't know too much about the Debian science. Yeah, pretty like that.
Yeah, I think there's also some IoT team, but it's not listed here. But
I was planning to go here to pick something about that, but
yeah.
I'm not prepared for discussing about that. Okay, pretty like that.
Well, fine that you are here. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I'm Fengzi Huang. I'm also from Shenzhen, China. And I was interested in Debian science because my personal, it's kind of my personal interest related to mathematics and physics. I was planning maybe I can get some package to work on my own PC and visualize some mathematics phenomenon or physical principles on my PC, and I think I can gain a little bit of things from this both. So
yeah, what I can I hope you can learn is that we have these task mathematics and mathematics developed. Here are mathematics relevant applications, and
yep, I have noticed that.
You know this. Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Hello. My name is Chong Yu Liao, and I'm from Taiwan, and I'm working in ITRI. Yeah. And my major job is to study and developing algorithm for panoramic video. And need some computer vision, such as disparity, find the disparity of the image. Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. I don't know how, if we have some support here, but maybe you, I always recommend that you subscribe this Debian Science mailing list and discuss what you would like to see in Debian, and so this is always helpful. Maybe there are some friends just hang around on this list and are too shy to write something, and then you find some friends there that at least there's some chance. I can't promise. Maybe you want to pass the mic there, or you come closer.
Hello, my name is Arthur. I'm from Brazil.
It's obvious because of your t-shirt.
And I just finished my master's. So I was working in benchmark applications to perform scalability analysis. And that's one thing that I'm interested in, data analysis related to performance and scalability. But I'm also interested in discovering new tools to get more data related to Debian. I believe that Debian has a lot of information and we could make science with it. And I'm here to discover some tools that are already available in the Debian infrastructure.
I recommend to read all these tasks here. We have data acquisition, which is probably relevant for data analysis. And so, yeah, and if you have some ideas how to restructure all these tasks, maybe we could add some more which fits more your field. The idea of the task is to say, apt-get install science, this say data acquisition, and to have everything what is inside Debian to on your computer with only installing one package. This kind of meta packages. I explain it tomorrow in my talk about blend techniques. This should give you some idea. This is not a static thing we invented. This is somehow it's in flux. And if it can be made better, please provide some information. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Steven. I'm living in a small city in Germany and member of a hackerspace there. So to us, I think the electronics packages, the electronics task would be most relevant to what we do there. And we do a lot with Arduino and small embedded systems.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Hi, I'm Xia Xie. I'm from Taiwan, Jai. Jai is a beautiful city. And I'm studying in biology, so I'm not close computer. And I don't know Debian before. I just know Debian com. And I'm Bill is from, so I'm here. Okay, thank you.
That's nice.
Hello everyone. I'm Mo Zhou, a Chinese master student, and I am a member of Debian Science team. Recently, I'm working on some deep learning packages and Julia language and MKL. Thanks.
Hey everyone. Yeah, my name is Yunxuan Chai, and I come from mainland China, and I majored in chemistry, and Debian is actually my working environment on some scientific computing. The packages I'm currently using is basically MoPack for some quantum chemistry computing, and sometimes on GrowMax for molecular simulation. And that's it. I'm basically a user. I'm not a DD yet.
Yeah. Wait a moment, please. There is this DBChem team, which is probably where you can find some friends. So this is like Debian GIS or Debian Meet. We have also DBChem. So if you are chemistries, they are really in need of people who are working together with them. And so if you could learn how to package and join this team, this would be really, really good, because it's only five people about, so which are working this, and they could use some help. So if you join the team, they are all friendly and kind people and looking for some more contributors.
Yeah, thank you.
Hi everyone, my name is Xu Xiao. I'm a student of linguistics, and I'm going to start my master in computational linguistics this year in Europe. I used Debian Science Linguistics during my bachelor project, and actually it's basic Python NLRT key, which is great. Well, my suggestion is that maybe Cython or PyPy should be included in Debian the linguistics package, because it's essentially used in every single computational linguistic project that I know.
Yeah, you see, we have a Debian linguistics task, and if something is included or not included, it's basically depending on who really does the work. So if you want to make sure that it gets included. Yeah, for the video stream. If you want to get something included, then it's the best idea if you include it yourself. It's not that hard. Everybody of us started. I also did my first package. It was a little teddy pudding around on the screen, so I did it so to make my son happy. So you can learn it, it would be a good idea. I don't know how many people in the linguistics are working. Let's have a check. It's not so many people as well. Oh, this is just sponsored by me here. I think it's Kartik Mystery. I think I have seen his badge here on the DebConf. So, I wonder why he isn't here in this buff. So there are some people. I think you should watch out for Kartik Mystery. I've seen this badge on the DebConf. I have no face behind it, but talk to him, work together, build the package you need, and put it in Debian. This is my recommendation.
Hello.
Oh, we share this one. Working for me again? Then keep on looking.
Okay. You said that you use NLTK package, right? I'm the NLTK package maintainer. Do you use Spacy? That's also a famous computational linguistic package. Spacey. Yeah. Okay. Actually, some of my research projects covered natural language processing, but it's not my major. But I maintained some package. Recently, one month ago, I started to package Spacey, but then I aborted it because I don't have enough time. If you are interested in some packages like Spacey, you are welcome to contribute.
Please share the mic that we get everything on the video stream.
Maybe we can have your contact information after this. So.
Well, the contact should basically be debian-science@list.debian.org, because if you just you two discuss each other, you waste the chance that somebody else joins the discussion. So I would really strongly recommend to discuss on the mailing list. For instance, this Kartik Mistry might have some additional input to your discussion. So please use the mailing list and discuss there. And I trust him that he is also a good mentor in teaching you something, because he's doing a really good job.
Hi, thank you.
That's a good, very good hint. I like this conversation inside the BOF because it somehow has a potential to get new contributions.
Okay, my name is Ole Streicher. I am working for Debian Astro, which was in the beginning also part of Debian Science and then separated into its own blend. And for Debian Science, I contribute whatever is we need and is more or less common for others as well.
Actually, as a comment, if you are working for robotics, then so it might be an interesting thing to say, oh, we are now 4 or 5 people working for robotics. Let's do a separate blend and do more fine-grained tasks than just this robotics tasks. This is what happened in Astro and maybe in others. So this is a good idea to say, now there is a critical mass of on one hand packages, on the other hand maintainers, and then you can build your own group, which might attract more people than such a general science blend. Okay.
Hello. So my name is Ralf. I'm working at a university in Paris, and I'm interested in formal methods, program verification, SAT solving, SMT solving, things of that nature. So these are tools which are part of the logics task. And I've contributed a few things to this task. Okay. Yeah. So this.
Yeah. So, do we have further questions about something we should do in Debian? So I think the essence of this was we have basically we cover the fields of the people here in this room, and we could add more packages to this, and my advice is don't wait until somebody else has built a package. Just do it yourself, because it's some time to learn, but you know that it will happen if you really want to. And if you in Debian, it's the way you can. You have no upload permission if you are a newcomer, but you can ask for a sponsor. And this is a Debian developer with like Ole, for instance, or Ralf, could sponsor, or I do it also myself. Then we check your packaging and upload. So if you find a team like Debian Science, your chances to find a sponsor are higher than if you are just a random packager. Because I try to assemble people with common interests there, and people with common interests have better chances to get something done. So this is the idea of Debian Science. So if you have, I'm also running in the Debian Med team kind of a sponsoring mentoring program. It's called Mentoring of the Month, where I teach people to package something, and maybe somebody finds the time also for you to teach you how to package, because then the entrance to Debian is more easy.
So I have a general comment. So I think that the Debian Science team is somewhat atypical in Debian, because and this might explain parts of the problems that you mentioned, that you showed in the slides, because it's not centered around one computer technology, because there are many teams which are centered around a certain programming language, like the OCaml team, or Perl team, or Beeson team, or stuff like that, or around KDE, or GNOME, or things like that. And that's, of course, not the case with science, because they may use any technology. And so maybe it's not really fair to compare the statistics with what you see in the Perl team. So maybe the team which is closest in nature to this team, please do not laugh, is the games team.
So they
should have very similar problems.
Definitely. I'm not laughing, because we have language teams which are technology oriented, and we have application oriented teams like games or like science or all the other brands. So when I'm doing packaging, I have touched from the technology that the software was written, at least 10, maybe 15 programming languages, which I don't speak myself, but I try to do the installation method, reading how to install, and if you know how to install a software, then you can, in principle, build a package if there are no bugs and so. But that this makes, I'm very bright from the technology, but I am not very deep. If there are problems, I always need to address the Java team, Perl team, Python team, or so, and ask for help. And this is maybe also for you the case. If you find a scientific application you need for your topic, but you have no idea about the programming language, you should be afraid about this, because we have all the language teams, and you can ask there. And there's also I just repeat what I said in the above before. There is a Debian mentors list. Debian mentors help you doing the packaging. And despite the fact that I'm a Debian developer since 20 years, I'm frequently showing up there and say, I need help for this or that problem. And this is a really nice experience when you get the help after a couple of hours, which you can't do yourself. And there is a lot of knowledge hidden somewhere in the Debian universe, and you should just try to find the way to this knowledge, usually by asking on mailing lists. And I just try to propagate the Debian science list first, and then we can redirect you to the places where you can find help. More questions? I can maybe. Yeah. Sure.
I have another comment, a general comment, to do. The possible problem with science-related packages is that they are sometimes badly perceived in the community for a certain reason. So software which is coming from universities, from research institutions, have a certain bad image, which is that they are badly maintained, that they are one-shot developments. That is, there is some PhD student or some researcher for his research project, he writes a software and puts it on his web page, and then the PhD student finishes his thesis and goes away, or the researcher goes on a different project, and then the software is no longer maintained. And for this reason, scientific software often has a quite bad image in the community, which is not completely completely wrong. So there is some foundation for that in my
opinion. I observed this as well. So some are like issues a publication and then forgets the software, something like this. But it's you find examples for this, and you find examples for things which are definitely better maintained. And so we we have, I agree, on the Debian developer mailing list, the scientific software has some bad images, from some people, specifically the people who are doing the ports to other software. The scientists write their software in MT64 and don't care about ARM or even more strange architectures, or strange is the wrong word, it's a little bit tastes unusual architectures, but which has a good reason, because who wants to do gene sequencing on his mobile phone? Nobody will do this, and so there is no real need that this software really runs on mobile phones or other Internet of Things typical devices. The argument the porters have in this case is that if the software is well written, it can run on any hardware. That's true, but the scientists just don't care. And we also have limited manpower, and then we say, okay, we provided for AMD64, and this must suffice for all practical cases, it's sufficient. And other cases, who wants to port it, he can perfectly file bug reports and patches. Any more comments? What else? I think we have 7 minutes left.
So I would like to know if Debian has some tools, for example, to access data from other tools, for example, UDD, and get data from archive as well in an easy way, and you have this kind of tools to facilitate this work to get data from other.
I'm not sure what you mean about data, but we have the data about the Debian packages. These pages are generated from UDD. Well, this is everything's in UDD. We have also data. I go to the Debian Med package because we have. What's interesting for scientists in Debian Med, close to every package has this information or this citation information. I'm very keen on it, so close to every package has a citation, which is very important for me because it's an additional motivation for the scientists that they see, my publication is has another Google hit on a well. Well-searched website, and so we provide some service for the software authors, and they are, on the other hand, more happy if they see this packaged for them, because then they could, and we have also some metadata about registries of the software. So this is metadata we put into the packaging, and then it goes to UDD. And you can drain it from UDD directly, and for instance, it is rendered here. Is this the answer to the question?
Yes.
Okay.
I would even expand on that citation approach here, which is, I think, very important for there, not just for the authors, but also for the users.
Sure.
For example, in astronomy, there's a big effort now ongoing that the people should cite actually the software they use. And if you have a system which is ready, then that's quite difficult to find out what's there and what could be cited. So, and if you have all the information right there, then it is much easier for the people to find out what they actually use.
So what I'm doing if I start to package a new software, I do the Debian packaging, and I'm seeking for the publication belonging to this and add the information. This is, for me, if it exists, the package is only complete if this information is included in the packaging. I hope that every member of Debian Science will do the same.
Maybe we could somehow also ask the upstream to put their preferred citation methods on their web page or whatever.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, we do that in the moment already in astronomy, but I think that's worth everywhere.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. But I have made the experience that 50% of upstream is very responsive and the other 50% just don't realize, so we can only cover 50% with this requirements, I think.
Sure. But it's a question to teach people in yes. general in, yes. in when writing scientific mm-hmm. software to be aware of that they maybe want to be cited somehow. And
yeah.
it should be easy for others to find out how.
Yeah, I fully agree. So, some more comments? If there are no further comments, we can also stop there. And you know, I'm here the full week. If you have questions, just approach me. Maybe I can redirect you to the people who know better than me. And yeah, thanks for attending. Oh, there's another question. By the way, I have tomorrow a talk about the technique behind how these web pages are created and how meta packages are created and so on.
So when you create a kind of experience to publication article or paper, stuff like this, you want people to reproduce those experiments using your scripts and use your data?
I have no scripts and no data. This is what Upstream provides. I take software, and if they are providing data, then... Yeah.
Yes, but my question is, does it make sense like to create packages for to put together the set of scripts that I have to try to make my experiment?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
More
yeah.
reproducible?
Yeah. Well, I have... My personal policy is I package every software I'm using. Every software. So even if I have a very private stuff I'm using on my computer, it's packaged because if I want to install it on another computer, I'm way faster. Starting from three computers you need to install, it's worth the effort to do the package. And if some colleague of mine approaches me, oh, I need software this or that, I will not manually install it. I create a package and the package is installed. So it makes sense because maybe you want to run your software on a cluster or so, and then you will be happy to roll it out on all the machines or whatever application. And finally, the packaging is also some kind of documentation how you install the package. Sometimes you forget, oh, what did I done? Yeah, the documentation is the packaging codes with the rules file documents what you did to install the package. So it has several advantages. Okay? So I think we have to finish now. Thank you for attending, and maybe see you tomorrow. Maybe you'll see you in the R. I don't know how many people are using R, this statistic program. I'm doing this as well now. Okay.